Chapter 3, Missing Pony. Maybe he ran away, I say. He could be lost, says Tom. Or hurt, says Tina. How did he get out, asks Tom. We have to be detectives, I say, and solve the mystery. We have to look for clues, says Tina. Maybe Pepper jumped over the fence, says Tom. We all look at the fence. It is very high. I don't think Pepper can jump that high, says Tina. Maybe he went through the gate, I say. The gate is locked, says Tom. I locked it when we came here this morning. I run over to the gate. It swings open. Pepper must have opened it with his mouth, says Tina. He is a smart pony, says Tom. He is a missing pony, I say, but we have clue one. The clue is Pepper went through the gate, this gate. We go through the gate and stand on a wide path. This is town trail, explains Tina. It is a riding trail. Tina points to the left. That's the way to our goat farm, she says. Tom points to the right. That way goes deeper into the woods, he says. I think the woods are scary. I look down at my purple shoes with satin bows. They are already covered in mud. I want to go back to the house, but I have to find Pepper. I smell something that makes me forget about my muddy shoes. Tom has smelled it too. Tom points to the trail going to the right. There is a pile of fresh, smelly pony plop. There is clue two, he says. A pony went in this direction. We walk on town trail, looking for more clues. Tina spots a piece of shiny red ribbon with silver sparkles. The ribbon is caught on a tree branch. She holds it up for Tom and me to see. I put that ribbon in Pepper's mane this morning, she says. That ribbon is clue three, I say. The pony that came this way is Pepper. And here is clue four, says Tina. He is pointing at hoof prints in a muddy section of the trail. We run along the trail. Pepper can run a lot faster than we can, says Tina. He might go off the trail, says Tom, and and get lost in the woods, I add. We run faster. We stop at a fork in the trail. Which way did Pepper go? Look for more clues, I say. Shh, says Tina. I hear something.